Well, my name is Dr. Rick Cromie. I'm a Lewis and Clark historian. A bias, really, or a prejudice towards studying original documents and trying to understand them the best we can. And so I stick right to the journals. But as they're going down, they're going to be in the Bonneville area. They're going to be there around November 2nd as they're heading downriver, and April 6th through the 9th as they're coming upriver. The thing that they caught on to in this particular neck of the woods was the waterfowl. Clark says they saw a great number of waterfowl of different kinds: swan, geese, white and gray brants, ducks of various kinds. Now, you see ducks, but various kinds of ducks, gulls and plovers. They do talk about flooding a bit more as they're moving upstream. They talk about there must have been some sort of a spring flood going on. They noticed the water's different. This was something to keep in mind. We talk about how the water has changed a lot, especially since the dams have come through. Most of us don't realize that Portland used to flood every single year. But when they put Bonneville Dam in 1937, one of the positive things about it was they could literally regulate the water flow that kept Portland from flooding. And of course, when they put the dams in further upriver, they're able to manipulate the water all the way down, allowing also for irrigation of the area. So, but they had a high spring flood going on down by Bonneville at that point, and they make note of it.